previously on Cliff and Kendall.
Now, Terry, you are wearing a chef's hat and you have frosting on you.
It's a long story that includes vaginas, Cliff.
Leave me out of it, then.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, this week we're talking roast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh. I know what you're thinking. Vegetarians talking about roast.
Talking about pot roast.
It's not that kind of roast. No, we are talking about, in honor of our wonderful woman of broadcast comedy.
We love her.
We love her, Joan Rivers. We are
wonderful woman. I love her. Now, it is not often that you just sit and stop and think about celebrities who have died and just cry. But I have for Joan, because I loved her that much.
Because she was so raw and so real.
She was real. She's what we strive to be. If you thought this
real.
Is artifice, you are wrong.
You're wrong. We really are fat.
This is the stuff. This is it. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. It's on Y99 KBSH, Sunday mornings, 4 a.m. It's all over the web. CliffandKendall.podbean, whatever.
Whatever.
Just search Cliff and Kendall episodes and binge listen.
Just Google fat. We'll come up.
Google fat and do an image search. You'll see what we look like. If you want to go on a diet, that's a great tactic to lose weight for yourself. Look at us. But anyway, Kendall, in honor of Joan.
In honor of Joan.
Keep going, Kendall. Wonderful. In honor of Joan. So I just want to interject and say how much we love her and how much I personally love her.
I've been trying for 12 minutes to say, in honor of Joan.
Oh, the show's over now. But this episode was for Joan.
In honor of her, Cliff. This week, yes. We've decided we're going to do a roast right here in the studio.
I feel the heat.
With me and you and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom. And it is going to get
real up in here.
It's going to get raw. It's going to get raw.
It's going to get real raw.
It's going to get hot.
You are not going to want to miss it. In fact, Mr. Snodbottom said, boys, I don't think that we can do it right up front because people will just stop listening. It's going to be so raw.
This is going to go past the boundaries of what you thought 4 a.m. Sunday morning radio comedy could be. This is going to push past that and beyond.
It's going to wake some people up.
It's going to wake some people up. It's going to go to infinity. And then it's going to go beyond that.
Burn, baby, burn.
But what is this? What else on the show, Kendall?
What else? What else?
What else? What else? Oh, there's a fax coming in.
Oh.
I don't know what. Kendall, I don't know why. I wish Austin's busy right now. But I wish that I could tell Austin to just move this fax machine out of here because it just goes off in the middle of the show. Let me see what this is.
All we do is get the faxes.
Oh, it's a fax. Oh my god. Oh, Kendall, get a load of this. It says, hey guys, I'm still with the circus. I was going to be back this week, but got asked to be a clown loader. I shove clowns in them small cars.
Oh my god.
This is from Charles the Contractor, who
of course
3 or 4 weeks ago ran away and joined the circus. It was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. Be back soon. Love and hugs, Charles the Contractor. Oh, P.S. Tell Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn I accidentally packed one of her china dolls in my suitcase. I thought it was my electric razor. Anyway, an elephant ate it. But, says not to worry. He thinks he knows how to get it back. Oh, my God. So, burn it. If he gives you that china doll back, burn it. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
You know, I will say it's never smelt better in the studio, though.
It hasn't. You know, with Charles being gone for so many weeks, you can almost smell that Febreze plug-in that we've got in the wall now.
Almost.
I would swear back in the back of all those smells there was some fresh cotton.
And you know, every once in a while I'll start thinking I'm smelling cotton and then you go, I'm like, oh, nope.
You'll think,
cotton gone, cotton gone.
I wish
cotton
I
gone,
was
gone,
in gone, the fields of cotton. The fabric of our lives.
Never Kendall. A missed opportunity for some perfect pitch.
Never. Sorry. Sorry. I told you it's going to get raw. I told you feelings are going to get hurt.
Cliff, I wasn't ready, though. You said later it was going to get raw.
That's a test. It is later. The roast is coming later, but stay tuned.
I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous about the roast.
Don't turn this show off. I know your first impulse upon pressing play is to press stop, but don't.
You know, normally at this point, you've already turned off.
Kendall, hold everything. Do you have a minute?
Oh, give me a minute of media, Cliff.
Give a minute for some media.
Only if it's for media.
Kendall, it's the media. It stops for no man.
It's the media.
It's the media. You know, speaking of the media, shockwaves. The shockwaves that we're going to cause later in the show are one thing, but other shockwaves are already rolling.
Like when I have my belly like that?
Oh, that's a wave.
Shockwaves.
Still going. Still going. shockwaves are just rolling through Hollywood, Kendall. Who but Octavia Spencer, the Oscar winner herself. She's starring in a great new show. People say it's about dying teens. It's called The Red Band Society. Kendall, have you seen this?
Oh, I haven't seen it
Are you familiar?
Is it a movie or a television
show? It's a show. It's a show. It's like Glee, but set in a hospital when everybody's dying.
Oh, Hospital Prom at Glee.
It is the Hospital Prom show. You know Stuart's rolling. Right? It is that. It is that. But anyway, nobody gets that. But... it's about terminally ill teens. They're dying. And it's people are saying it's not a hit show. What do you think is up with that? How is this show not a hit?
How is the show about dying teens not a hit?
You've got dying teens. You've got an Oscar winner. Why is the magic not congealing?
I don't know. Maybe it's the sets, Cliff.
Maybe it's the
costumes. Who knows?
Probably the set.
I don't think that's something I would want to watch.
You know, it's the Red Band Society. It's drawn... ratings lower than the healthy blood cell count of its sick child characters.
Oh my god.
And I don't know, it's not my cup of dying child tea, but you know, to each his own, I say.
To each his own.
No skin off my nose. Kendall, do you have a minute for some more media?
Another minute? You already took one.
Kendall, next year, you gotta prepare yourself for this.
Prepare yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself, Kendall. Next year, you got to get ready for some change. Change is going to come.
I've heard that before.
You know, Anatole France, he said, all changes, even the most longed for, have their melancholy. For what we leave behind us is a part of ourselves. We must die to one life before we can enter another. And I want you to think about that when you hear this news, Kendall. The TV Guide Network is changing to Pop. It's just going to be called Pop. Everybody. And I know you're thinking, you mean like, is there a channel somewhere called Mom? No. This is Pop. It's built around a simple principle of things that pop. And now you're probably thinking like weasels or what the Indians call maize. And no, it's just about things that create buzz. Kendall, you know what we've been trying to do for 7 years? Or stand out, things that pop. The only thing right here that pop are buttons, and they come dangerously close to putting other people's eyes out.
I did. I had a button pop the other day.
You had a button pop? I know. I saw it. It nearly put my eye out, which is why I just gave that safety warning. Kendall, one more bit of media for you.
One more bit. One more minute.
All right, now the bad news, got some bad news and some good news, okay? Matthew McConaughey is not coming back for that old Magic Mike sequel.
Was that the good news or the bad?
That's the bad news. It's called Magic Mike XXL. But the good news is I'm hoping by the time they get to the third or the fourth one, like Magic Mike XXXXXL, they got to call us for that movie, right?
Yeah, movie anything with that many X's in it.
That many X's followed by an L. It's got to be us.
Not just X's. It has to have an L after.
No, that would be rated X for terror, were that the case. But anyway, Kendall, that's all the media I've got for you. The media minute is closed.
Oh, it only took 12 minutes.
You got to shut down that minute.
Shut that media down. Mm. I do. I don't mean to go on about this, but the bathrooms have been so much cleaner. There's no shit everywhere. The urine corner barely smells like urine.
It's starting to go away.
I'm really starting to get used to Charles not being here.
You know, maybe he's found his calling as a clown loader in the circus.
Maybe he has. I mean, we have dealt with him long enough.
You know, I just wish him well on his journey.
Happy travels, happy Charles.
Happy
Charles.
Happy trails to you. We'll never meet again. And I want to let everybody know, I want to let the listeners know, the roast is going to get raw. It's going to get edgy. People are going to be saying the things that you thought we'd never say.
You'd never hear us say to one another.
And it's going to start right after this.
I feel the heat.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
look at that blue bunny. Ain't he smart? He figured out a way to win a candy lover's heart. He sprinkled in a handful, then he sprinkled in some more. Made a dandy candy flavor. Go get it at your store.
The Grand Ole Opry's Goo Goo Cluster Candy Bar inspired the bunny to mix chocolate ice cream, chocolate-coated peanuts, and swirls of caramel fudge and marshmallow to make Goo Goo Cluster ice cream. We're talking good licks.
How to eat a blue bunny, no trick to it. Open up a carton, dig in, and do it. Wells, better hop right to it.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's the first time ever that's happened. We got it on the first try.
Beautiful. Kendall, listeners are saying, hey, this is my magic time. And they're about to be saying, hey, this magic time is getting
raw. It's coming, Cliff.
It's coming. We're about to
pop it off. We're about to let the dogs loose. We're about to get off the chain in here. We're going to roast one another like you never heard nobody get roasted.
Burn, baby, burn.
Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, she is warming herself up in there.
She's warming. She's working on her roasts right now. Mm-hmm. I see her. She's laughing at some zingers that she's written down.
She is so excited.
That, yo, Mr. Snodbottom, he said he's just got some index cards in his breast pocket. And so, we'll see what that leads to.
But we're going to get to that really soon. And you do not want to stop listening.
Right after this. Don't turn away.
But first.
Yeah.
We want to bring in Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, Mr. Snodbottom.
Yep.
They're here to do a wonderful segment called Showtime, where they talk about upcoming movies. I know, so why don't you guys come on in?
Hello.
We're so excited to hear your what you think about the movies that are about to come out.
It's going to be a very exciting segment. I admit I'm very excited for the roast.
I'm excited. I'm delighted. It's coming up. I cannot wait.
Yes, I've been working on zingers directed at everyone. No one is safe.
Oh, dear. You've had some zingers, all right.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited, guys. Well, Kendall and I, we're going to sit back here. I'm going to look over my zingers one more time.
I'm going to go get some Butternut Rye Krispies.
And all right, Kendall, we'll see you in a second. So we're going to sit back. We're going to let you guys just talk. Just tell, what movies are you excited about for the fall, guys? It's showtime.
Well, dear, there's not a ton of great movies coming out soon, dear.
Dear.
Well, I'm sorry, dear.
You can't judge them yet, dear. We haven't seen them all.
Well, dear, the industry has just gone to pot, dear.
Oh, my.
Well,
they're like, smoking far too much of it.
For instance, dear, there's something coming out called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dear. Is that a National Geographic documentary?
Dear, that's a children's cartoon.
A children's cartoon? It's not a cartoon, dear. I saw a preview for it.
It's turtles gallivanting in a pond and other films, dear. Now, I think you're going to like this one, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. There's a film that's coming to cinemas soon. It's called The Jerk. And it stars Martin Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. And I'm sure it will be as educational and as interesting as those programs that we watched in the afternoon, dear. Judge Joe Brown, dear. I think it's a televised motion picture based on the life of him. And I'm quite delighted at the prospect.
Dear, I don't know. I don't know how much Judge Joe Brown I can watch.
Dear, you watch him for hours almost every afternoon. Don't try to deny it.
Well, dear, it is a guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Dear, there's another movie coming out that I am quite upset about.
Oh, dear.
Quite upset about. It's called Ouija.
Oh, my.
It's all about a Ouija board, dear. Now, I
won't
am...
they think of the children, dear?
Exactly, dear. I don't want a Ouija board in my house that summons the demons.
Hailbug bursting in with these Butternut Rye Krispies coming out of your mouth.
I'm so sorry. I just couldn't contain myself. Would you guys like a Butternut Rye Krispie?
No, Bo. I'm on the air. I have opinions to share about cinematic
events.
Yes,
sir. It's not proper etiquette to eat while talking.
Bring him back here. Bring him over here.
Okay.
Now, Bo, there's another film coming out, dear. It's called A Walk Among the Tombstones. And I believe it's based on a book that I read many years ago about a priest who takes a walk through a beautiful cemetery.
Oh, that is beautiful,
dear. I've already fandangoed tickets for us, dear.
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope we got good seats, dear.
Front row.
you know how bad it is for me to see from far away.
I know, dear. You hate to wear your glasses at the movies, so we always sit in the front row.
Well, yes, well, and of course, you know how rude people can be in the back talking throughout the entire movie.
They're so rude, dear. I remember how rude they were once. I got a popcorn kernel stuck below a crown, dear. Oh, I was trying to pry it out with one of my car keys, and someone was saying something very rude to me.
That was me, dear.
Oh, my.
I told you not to play with your keys and your teeth, dear.
Listen, guys.
Oh, listen, please.
This has been
a great... The roast hasn't started yet.
This has been a great segment. I know you have a lot more movies you wanted to talk about.
Yes,
but I think in interest of time, we have so much roasting to do that for us all to get a good roasting, we just have to keep going. Is that
this
okay?
Is not one of those things that we're not going to get to. We're going to roast.
Because, Bo, I understand... Producer understands it all, Bauer. Let's move on. Let's start the roast.
Oh, dear, I'm so excited about the roast. I can't wait.
All right, well, let's let this roast commence.
Come in.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
Let the roast come in.
Sponsored by Rye99.
Rye99 KVSH, where you can catch Cliff and Gendo Coast to Coast every Sunday morning at 4.
Rye99.
AM and this Sunday morning, if you happen to be listening live on Busheltown Radio, your radio is about to melt.
Oh, it's gonna melt.
It's gonna melt because we got a roast so hot that it's not to be believed.
All right, who shall we start with, Cliff?
I say we start with the big man himself.
Oh, the producer of this show.
Let's start with him.
It's your turn.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what zingers you've worked up possibly about my accomplished career.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
Maybe not someone who has too many accomplishments.
Oh dear, it's not polite to go on like that, dear.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Well, I'm just going to say, Mr. Snodbottom, that somebody's got to save this.
Here it comes.
I thought it was going to get raw. Your gas.
Oh.
Your irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, God.
Is so bad.
It's so bad.
I'm so sorry, but it has gotten to the point I cannot handle anymore.
Boys, you know, I don't like to talk about these kinds of things on the air.
It's a roast, Mr. Snodbottom.
Listen, it's a roast. You know, roast. All the rules have been roasted.
I can barely be in the same room with you sometimes.
It
is so bad. It's so bad that I once jumped into a dumpster to get away from the smell.
Mm. Ooh, baby, too close to home.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom. Now, I don't want to say, Kendall, I don't want to put it out there. I don't want to say that Mr. Snodbottom is old, but God called and he said he hopes to be half the man that you are when he reaches your age.
I am getting a bit long in the tooth.
You can say that again.
So old.
He's so old. And, you know, I don't want to say that he's senile, but that week when you thought you were Napoleon was the most intelligible that you've been in years. And, in fact, the next time I want you to make sense, I'm going to drop a pinata on your head.
I hope there's candy involved.
I know. And I don't want to say... Now, Kendall already talked about your bowels. And I don't want to say that they stink and make other people want to steer clear of you, like Kendall said, but, Mrs. Snowdog, your bowels are so smelly that if the 12 years a slave guy had gotten freedom and then smelled your bowels, he would have gone back to his awful white master. And finally, Mr. Snowdog, I don't want to say anything more about your bowels, but I know you can't smell them after so many years. Your nostrils have to be just numb. But the lost ending to the movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock was Sandra Bullock getting back to Earth and smelling your irritable bowels and immediately shooting herself in the head.
I do admit I have an irritable bowel attack from rare occasions, once in a blue moon, boys.
Well, they didn't name you the Irritable Bowel Syndrome's magazine person of the year.
Oh, I know.
For nothing.
Now, Mrs. Potter, but a better turn. What have you got to say about him?
Well, dear, you know I love you, dear.
Yeah, of course, dear. But my soulmate, dear.
Well, dear, I just want to say that before I get into this, dear, but you're so stubborn, dear. You are so stubborn, you would argue with Jesus himself about the sky being blue.
Oh, dear. I do contend that it is often a shade of green, what with the greenhouse gases and all.
Exactly my point, dear.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh, so stubborn. And smelly.
Smelling.
Dear, and also, please, pick your clothes up, dear. The house is not a hamper, and the hamper is not a trash can, dear.
I do occasionally, late in the evening, mistake the hamper for a trash can, throw half-empty bottles of drink in there, half-empty soup can. The equator is quite a mess for the laundress.
I'm talking about your own miserables, dear. They should be trashed at that point, dear.
Burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn.
Oh, my.
Mr. Snotbottom, dear, there are more skid marks than on the highway.
Oh,
isn't this fun?
I think he has been roasted. I think we got him.
Boom. Roasted.
All right, now we're going to move on to the grand dime of the...
Oh, God.
Of... Living in the Coast.
Oh, dear, I'm so excited to see what you have to say.
The lady we love the most, it is Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churns. Time to roast.
Time to roast. Why don't you start us off this time, Cliff?
All right, let's see. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you know I love you. I love you.
Of course, dear, I love all of you, dear.
And I don't mean to imply that you are overly obsessed with etiquette. But Martha Stewart called.
Oh, I am, dear.
Martha Stewart called, and she said you could take it down a few notches.
Well, bitch.
Oh, boy. Roasted.
Someone should roast her.
You know, and I don't want to say that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn has too many doilies, but there's more lace in her living room than in Fredericks of Hollywood.
Oh, I see you've been counting the doilies. The parlor game we play on bowling Saturday afternoon.
Guilty as charged, dear.
We did play that last time.
She loves her doilies.
And I don't want to say, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, that you wear too much perfume, but, you know, you love your floral scents.
Well, I do, dear.
You love it.
I do.
But, you know, when the mortician at the Busheltown Funeral Home calls and says he's getting complaints because his showroom is starting to smell too much like Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you've gone overboard with the essence of gardenia, okay?
Oh. Ouch, that had to hurt.
Ding, dear.
It's the smell of love, dear.
You know, I love it, dear. It's like I'm in the Garden of Eden.
All right, well, Mr. Snodbottom, have you
got... Yes, Belle, let me consult my index cards here. Excuse me, buddy.
Index cards?
Mrs. Potter Potter Potter, sir. I've got a roast for you, dear. Dear, my beautiful soulmate and fellow traveler on life's journey. You do so many things so well, dear. But unfortunately, driving isn't one of them, dear. You know it. Admit it's true, dear.
Oh, dear, well, I never said I was a wonderful driver.
Ooh, my lovely wife, she's hit more mailboxes than... She hit more mailboxes than I forget what it, what was his name? The young man that was arrested for hitting so many mailboxes here in town recently. He was the mailbox basher. You've hit more mailboxes than him, girl.
Oh, was that Bart Flarp or whatever his name was?
I think it might have been Bart Flarp, who was a young, some teen over in town.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, I can drive a bus like no one's business, though.
You hit more, but you hit a few mailboxes with it, dear.
Well, they were in the way, dear. They were too close to the highway.
Recall one time you nearly ran me over, and I had an irritable bowel attack right there on the concrete, girl.
I saved your life, dear.
Not to dwell on your faults, dear, but you do have a habit. You have a small habit, dear, of leaving feminine products around the house. And you know the kind of feminine products that I'm referring to, dear. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down in the den to read a leather-bound volume, and there's a feminine product sitting there on the coffee table, dear, in plain sight of day. God. Something like a Red Book magazine, or a tube of Dusty Rose lipstick, girl. Oh, my. Or even a sachet of lavender potpourri. You're known for leaving these feminine products around like Johnny Appleseed left Appleseeds, dear. We should call you Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn Feminine Product Seed.
Oh, my.
Whoa, that was hard.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
Oh. Yeah, I do love my feminine products.
Mm-hmm.
And you live with a woman, dear. You should get used to it by now.
Dear. because my former wife Petunia was unable to leave the sofa, and so rarely left things lying around the house that weren't parts of her body.
Well, dear, I'm a different person than Petunia.
Different strokes for different folks, everybody.
All right, well, Cliff, I got something to say about Miss Spotted Butter Church.
Oh, man.
We all know that she's a lovely lady. But
oh, did I roast her? I forgot.
You did. Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah, you did.
Who can remember?
But Mrs. Potter Butter for sure.
It's so late into this edgy roast.
I cannot say anything without getting in trouble. Anything. Mm. Oh, well, dear, I do require a modicum of etiquette.
Dear, you're quite the taskmaster, dear.
Well, she is, and she also, I can set down a drink on the coffee table.
Oh.
Turn my head to say something.
Instant.
And before I turn my head back, there is a doily underneath it.
Mm.
There are more doilies in this studio than there are cockroaches.
You know, when I was in Washington a few years ago, I went to the Smithsonian, and they had what they called the world's largest doily collection, but they ain't got nothing.
Oh, dear, no, I pride myself on the largest doily collection until someone burned some of my doilies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wish I knew who did that.
I wish I knew.
But this is about to turn something else. You've got to stop.
Uh-oh.
You've got to stop faking.
Here it comes.
You are making us fatter. We are getting fatter by the day. You bake more than Mr. Snodbottom releases the mutable bowel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, that's a lot.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
Also, we know that you and Mr. Snodbottom love each other dearly.
Yes.
But
true love, bow.
I thought I was uncomfortable around teenagers making out. You guys sound like horses eating peanut butter in the studio right here.
It's like two Mr. Eds right next to each
other. Oh, dear, I do love Mr. Ed. But you don't make television shows like that anymore, dear, do they?
We need more horses on television, dear.
We do, dear. It's a crying shame. Oh, dear. Cliff, dear.
Boy.
Sorry.
I think it's time to roast you, dear.
Oh, my God.
I feel the heat.
Dear, well, I have something to say about Cliff.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, you know, I love you, dear. But there are more belches that come out of you.
Oh, my.
Than there are lava that comes out of volcanoes, dear. I have never heard so many belches in all of my days, dear. I feel like you have had that pent up for a while.
Boy, I can't tell you how often she goes on and on at home, and she swears them into secrecy, boys, but the belch is dear. How can you stop the burping on the...
Ooh, baby, too close to home.
I know that our show is an acquired taste. I know that it's a multi-sensory sensation listening to this.
Dear, I've left pamphlets around all over the studio, dear.
Well, you know, Kendall sits drinks on them and they get wet and then Charles throws them away.
Well, dear, it's very important.
I'm sorry.
It's very important.
Burn, baby, burn.
Boy, I've got something to say about you, boy.
Dear, please.
All right, Mrs. Snodbottom, I'm ready.
I have some stuff to say. I can't believe Mrs. Butterchurn just went off on you for belching.
It's okay.
It's a roast, dear. It's a roast.
Yes, Bo. It's all in good fun. I recall a few moments ago someone mentioning my occasional irritable bowel attack.
Oh, it stresses me out too much, though.
Cliff, Bo, I know that you struggle with your weight, Bo. And it's a touchy subject, but I do have to admit, Bauer, that I've seen a rotting beached whale. It was on the coast of Rhode Island many years ago. And as I approached it, the stench was horrendous, Bauer. The point of this is that giant sea creature's corpse, Bauer, it looked better than you do when you're on the beach, Bauer.
Oh, my God. Well, my body does look like a rotting animal.
Oh, dear. And the belches.
Finally, Bauer. I know you do have a beautiful voice, Bella. We've heard you tell us many times. But humans do have five senses, and though your voice sounds fine, you know we can also smell it, Bella. And it reminds me of a stench that I once encountered as I approached a rotting beached whale on the shores of Rhode Island one balmy summer day. It was a terrible smell, Bella.
Oh, I know that smell.
It's quite unpleasant, Bella. But it's just jokes, and I hope you're having a good roast,
Bella. Well, they're all good jokes, dear.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, it's my turn. Mm. It's my turn. Oh, dear, I'm so excited. Cliff.
Tomb goodbye.
I want to bring up a subject, and I don't want any singing during this. Your perfect pitch. When I say hello to you, you sing it back in four-part harmony. Derek does do a lot of singing.
You're welcome.
Yes, Bo.
You're welcome for that.
Cliff, I have repeatedly talked about trying to get more songs on the show from my end.
Well...
I have lots to sing about.
I know you're not supposed to have a rebuttal.
So stop. Oh, and you're fat.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Bo.
Roasted.
Cattle Bo. Time to roast you, Boa.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Roast me.
Roast you like a plump when you cook them hot dog, Boa.
Oh, I'm roasted
roast
right now.
You plump already, Boa. Candle Boa. Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Hey, we've grown so close over the years, Boa. You become like a son to me over the past 7 years of doing the show together, Boa. And by son, I do mean that I have to feed you every hour. You get cranky and pitch a fit, boy.
Ooh, I do.
Like a big fat baby boy. You wanting a big fat baby boy meal constantly, boy. Every moment. Give me something to eat. Meal. When are we eating? When's the food getting here? Everything you talk about is food, boy. It never ends. It's like a sweater that keeps knitting and knitting and knitting. It never ends.
Well, speaking of food, shouldn't this roast have some food to eat while
shouldn't
we're doing
this
it?
Roast? I thought we'd be at least roasting marshmallows while this happened.
Candle Bower, as you're speaking of you being my son, Bower, you're like a son to me, Bower, meaning that I do have to give you a bottle or you'll never go down for a nap, Bower. Of course, I am referring to your obesity and alcoholism, respectively, Bower.
Ooh, baby. Too close to home.
Oh, my alcoholism's got a lot better.
It's way better than it was.
I'm way more of an alcoholic now than I ever was.
His alcoholism is right where he wants it to be.
Oh, there's a lighthearted, fun-loving roast jokes, Bo.
Of course. Well, this is part of Butter Butter. What do you have to say?
Get him.
Dear, it's your turn, dear.
Now, lay into it.
Now, dear, you know, of course, like Mr. Todd said, I love you both like my own grandchildren or my own children.
Uh-huh.
But, Kendall, dear, put down the fork.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
I'm sorry, I'm bleeding into Mr. Snotbottom's territory here.
Put down the forky.
But watching you eat
put
is
down
such
the forky.
A breach of etiquette. It takes everything I have not to call you out constantly. Because you're always eating, dear.
Kendall, the show is 2 hours long, but I'm not ending it. I won't sing Take Me Home Country Roads until I... Roast.
Oh, I've been waiting on this one. I've been waiting on it.
Motherfucker. I told you it's getting raw.
I'm raw to the bone.
I told you it's getting edgy. I told you you ain't never heard nothing like this.
I'm bracing myself.
On KBSH at 4 a.m. in the morning on Sundays. But here it comes.
Here comes. Watch out, listeners.
What we've all been wanting to say for years. Here
oh,
it
God.
Comes. Kendall, I don't want to say that you're fat.
But oh, but you will.
I've seen above ground swimming pools with circumferences smaller than your waist.
No.
I thought you'd enjoy some math humor there.
You know how much I love math humor.
That's for the mathematicians out there. Kendall, I don't want to imply something negative about you. I need only to flash your picture, and that does it for me.
Burn, baby, burn.
But, Kendall, and also, I don't want to say that you have a lot of chins, but the number of your chins do outnumber the number of vacation days George W. Bush took during his entire 8 years in the White House.
Political humor at its finest, mode.
I do have a lot of chins.
You do. Kendall, I'm not saying that you don't know when to stop eating, but I've seen rabid dogs with more self-control, and
that's true.
I also wanted to say that in terms of your eating, you eat the way that Bill Clinton diddled interns, and by that I mean a lot and all over the carpet.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
The last roast, I want you to roast.
The last roast.
The last roast of the evening, everybody. I'm not saying you're stupid, but if your IQ matched your waist size, you'd do a lot better at things you should know.
Roasted.
Oh. And the roast is over!
But I wish that my weight matched my IQ.
Don't we all, though? Wouldn't you love Kendall to weigh 30 pounds? It'd be great.
I would look great at 30 pounds. My muscles would pop out of my skin.
As an arm.
Oh, and Cliff, and that is just depressingly sad.
Oh, Bosh.
Dear, I'm sad. I'm crying, dear. I'm laughing so hard.
Crying, dear. I'm having heart palpitations. I feel like we should head for home, dear, before we pass out from exhaustion.
Exactly, dear. I want to say that I love you both, dear.
Love you both,
and it was all in good fun.
Love you, too.
All in good fun. Coming for a group hug here,
Bosh. Oh, no.
All right, so we'll see you guys later.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Toodaloo, dear.
Oh, I was holding that in until she left.
I have to say, it's a good thing the door got shut right before that came out. Cliff, if our listeners are as sad as we are about that big old belch.
Think they're sad.
Oh, they are sad.
Go
to cliffandgentle.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandgentle, email us at cliffandgentle@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308 for fat.
Come on, why don't you do it?
And listen to us on Sunday mornings 4 a.m. on Rye 99.
Let's do it. Kendall, friends are relatives you make for yourself. And that was said by Eustache Deschamps.
This is in honor of Roast and our dear Joni.
Oh, Joni.
You have to delete this one. Who would f*** you? You have the sex appeal of a school bus fire.
Oh.
And that was Craig Giraldo to Gilbert Godfrey and his roast.
Oh, in honor. I love Joni.
Trying to be
lover.
Raw, Cliff.
I'm glad you're keeping it raw. I'm going the opposite direction. I'm going back towards heaven. Kendall, in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter. For in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. And who said that wan but Khalil Gibran?
That wan.
That one, Khalil Gibran.
Cliff, Betty White is so old that on her first game show ever, the prize was fire. And that was Lisa Lampanelli at Betty White's roast.
Oh, did they roast her?
Yes.
Oh. Roasted Betty White. It is one.
She loved it.
Of course she did. Like we did. Mm-hmm. It is one of the blessings of old friends that you can afford to be stupid with them. And that was said by Homerson, but Ralph Waldo Homerson.
Homerson.
Him. He said it.
And Cliff, this draws to a close our 4-hour show.
Take me home, country roads, to a place where I can roam.
There's that perfect pitch I was talking about.
Bushel Town, Cliff and Kendall, this is the end of the roast. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week. Thanks for listening.
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Ouch, that had to hurt.